KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 78 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies with any isolated showers ending this morning, but we could see isolated showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. A high of 97 with a heat index around 110, and that excessive heat warning continues. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. A chase in Council Bluffs early this morning ended with a man taken into custody on multiple charges. According to the Council Bluffs Police, 59-year-old Michael J. Flanagan of Council Bluffs was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges that include OWI second offense, leaving the scene of a personal injury crash, leaving the scene of a property damage crash, eluding, interference with official acts, driving while disqualified, no proof of insurance accident related, and improper use of a controlled access facility. His arrest followed an incident that began a little after 1:45 a.m. Authorities say a Council Bluffs police officer in a fully marked vehicle was driving northbound on the South Expressway. As he was approaching the 900 block of the South Expressway, he noted a vehicle, a gray 2014 Ford Focus, driving directly at him. The vehicle was traveling in the wrong direction, southbound in the northbound lanes. The officer activated his emergency lighting in attempts to warn or stop the driver. The vehicle, though, continued southbound as the officer pulled to the side of the road to avoid being struck. The vehicle sideswiped the police cruiser, causing minor damage, and continued southbound. After striking the police cruiser, the car then struck another vehicle that was northbound behind the cop car on South Expressway. The driver of the second vehicle was a 46-year-old man from Council Bluffs. The Focus continued southbound after striking the second vehicle. The officer was able to get his cruiser turned around and attempted to initiate a traffic stop on the Focus. The Ford Focus, though, refused to yield and fled from the officer. Officers pursued the vehicle and were able to deploy stop sticks, flattening all four of the car's tires. The vehicle finally became disabled and came to a stop in the parking lot of a Casey's General Store at 510 23rd Avenue. Officers were able to take the driver, later identified as Flanagan, into custody. The 46-year-old male driver of the vehicle that Flanagan struck after hitting the police cruiser suffered minor injuries and was treated at the hospital. The officer was not injured. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Thursday evening of 36-year-old Daniel Edward Miller of Elliott. Miller was taken into custody at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a valid Montgomery County warrant for willful injury. He remains in the jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reported Thursday that a Brattyville man was arrested Tuesday evening following a traffic stop 4 miles east of Clarinda. 47-year-old John David Stone of Brattyville was arrested for driving while license is barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A traffic stop early Thursday morning in Audubon County resulted in a man being arrested for OWI second offense. 55-year-old Fred James Muir of Exira was pulled over near Littlefield Drive and Pheasant Avenue at around 1:30 a.m. Thursday. He was taken into custody and brought to the Audubon County Jail. Muir has since posted a $2,000 cash bond and is set to appear before the magistrate on Monday. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports 40-year-old Ryan Nicholas Schweary of Persia was arrested back on July the 19th on drug charges. Schweary faces a felony possession of controlled substance third offense charge. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while barred, and prohibited acts. Schweary posted a $5,000 bond or surety and was released with a court date set for July the 25th. A Council Bluffs woman has been accused of scamming a nursing home out of more than 9,700 painkillers while she worked there. Court records say 50-year-old Lorene Wilhite is charged with theft, tampering with records, and two counts of dependent adult abuse. Wilhite's preliminary hearing was set for August 9th. Authorities say the woman ordered medications for residents of the Bethany Lutheran home while working there as a nurse and then stole the drugs. A Bethany official told the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil that Wilhite no longer works for that facility. And officials of the Cass County Health System say the next session of Healthy You is scheduled for noon next Thursday, July 27th at the Cass County Health System. Presenting will be CCMH Laboratory Director Mitch Wiley, who says a hospital lab is a behind-the-scenes area, but the information that we're able to provide is critical to our providers and patients. The presentation will cover background information about the lab, including services offered and its staff. Mitch will also present a general overview about routine lab tests and results. Wiley says we really want all of our patients to have information about their overall health, including things like their cholesterol, blood sugar, and organ function. But understanding your results and reading the reports can be confusing, so he says they'll go over the reports and provide a brief explanation on our most common lab tests. However, he says we always encourage patients to talk with their providers directly about what their personal results mean. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System held monthly in conference room number 2 at the Cass County Hospital. Public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. You can make your reservations by calling 712-243-7479. In the funeral announcements, Virginia Mueller Rosell, age 96, formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Virginia Rosell will be held on Saturday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Dale L. Christensen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dale Christensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Earl Vandewater, age 88, of Orient, died July 4th. Funeral services for Earl Vandewater will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.